All right, so we're in the station again. It's Thursday. What can I say? I was running late today as I was down at my favourite electrical place getting some electronic stuff sorted for my vehicle so I can go away at Christmas time. And I have to admit, my head doesn't do electronics all that well and electricals all that well. So it's very lucky that I have some people that I know that know how to assist me in that, because it does my head in sometimes. I'm not bad at it. I'm just tricky things when you've got solar panels that don't work and you've got them switched to work one way with one system and another way with another system, and yeah, it just all happens. But anyway, that's all part of the fun, so I'm here. I'm sort of with it. My theme this week, last week was summer, and this week is rain, so get yourself an umbrella. Set it up inside the house, wherever you are, and we're going to have some rain songs. But first, we'd better get into our show sponsor, and then a bit of Steppenwolf, Born to be Wild, and we'll be back right after that.
ARB 4x4 Accessories is a proud sponsor of Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show and a station sponsor. Whether it be frontal protection, a drawer system to increase storage, or a recovery kit to ensure you don't get stuck in the bush without a way out, head to ARB today to ensure you're ready for whatever our harsh Aussie terrain will throw your way. Visit arb.com.au to explore the products that are right for you, or find your closest ARB store or stockist.
Alrighty, so this is Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. And with our new slogan, I think, coming up too, so we'll talk about that at some point. So what's been happening? Well, there's been a lot happening in a week, and we're racing up to Christmas very, very quickly. And as I said, I've only got a few more shows now until I have a break over the Christmas period. So about another three shows, I think I've got. I'll work that out at some point, because I guarantee you I won't be here after I've worked it out, because I'll be elsewhere. But yes, what I'm doing at the moment, and what I recommend to all people do when they're preparing to get away, you know, I've been working pretty madly on our camper to get it ready to go away over the Christmas break. We're not sure where we're going yet, but I do know that I had things like my solar panel, I found out yesterday, wasn't working because I got my amp gauge working finally, and I realized where there was a wiring issue with that. And it sort of led me down that horrible electrics path of, oh my gosh, how does that work? How does this work? And yes, I know I'm a mechanic or an ex-mechanic, and you know, I can do basic wiring, but sometimes it just does my head in when I got to think about it. And so the last couple of sort of weeks I've been playing around with the camper to get it ready to go away, so that one, we can charge the batteries, which keeps the fridge cold, but also been doing some, you know, little things like putting mood lighting in, so that you know, we don't have any bright lights inside the camper. We can just flick a switch and we've got this lovely blue mood lighting just on one section of the bench. And so it's about being prepared, you know, coming up to Christmas, really, you know, we're a month out, and you, and people want to go away, and they're sort of getting to the point where they're going to pull their van out of storage, or they're going to do, you know, get the camper out from behind the shed. And, you know, it's more than just checking a few things. You need to make sure all these things are working. And I couldn't work out, for example, why I kept getting flat batteries in the camper when I had a solar panel set up to charge it. And it was only yesterday that I found that this wire wasn't connected properly. And this has been changed now, of course, but, it, you know, Anderson plugs are a good thing to use if you've got a crimp tool that can actually crimp them. And I received one in the mail the other week for testing. And I can tell you it's brilliant to be able to crimp sort of solid terminals for things. But, yeah, so I've moved away from broken controllers and fixed them up and worked with it. But, again, with the help of somebody that knew what they were doing, because it makes all the difference. So preparation for summer, not just the car. It should be whatever you're towing as well. And I'll do a big shout-out to my son who... His car blew up with a head gasket problem on the long weekend of November, the first one. That'd be that certain race that happens that stops a nation and gives Victorians a holiday and no one else. But, yeah, so he managed to blow a head gasket, not doing anything bad. And so that's been parked at my place for the last few weeks, and we've been playing around with that and getting it all back on the road. So, you know, anything can happen at any time, and all you can do is the best guess of follow your service schedules on your caravan, on your camper, on your car, plan it all, because I can tell you now that there's a lot of places that you won't even get your car in to get booked. And I've had this chat with Aaron, who does a lot of my mechanical work with me, and his workshop will be booked out now until probably the end of January. And so, yeah, if you know, you might have left your run a bit too late if you want to start getting things fixed now. But that's the advice. Prepare early, plan for everything, and make sure you've got a few bits and pieces with you when you go away, and just go and have some sun and some fun. So none of all this rain stuff. But anyway, I've had a lot of fun sorting out the rain stuff, the rain songs. And the first two are The Angels, After the Rain, and then Albert Hammond, It Never Rains in Southern California. And I tell you what, they could, seriously, you know, I'm sure most of you are up with the news, but the fires that they've had over there are just horrendous. And of course, we're into our summer season and fire bans in place and all that sort of stuff and prepared. And, you know, I still never think I'm prepared enough for it. But anyway, here we go. Some rain stuff, Angels, After the Rain, and then It Never Rains in Southern California.
Oh, life. California. Seems I don't know which one to take. Please don't tell them how you found me. Don't tell them how you found me. Give me a break. Give me a break. Seems it never rains in Southern California. Seems I've often heard that kind of talk before. It never rains in California, but girl,
lifted by tuning into the Christian Experience with Glenda or Mark on Sunday mornings between 7 and 9 a.m.
When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the ribs.
The Christian Experience, every Sunday morning, right here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And you're back, and it's At Man's RV and 4x4 show, and we're moving into our sort of, I guess, rainy show that I'm putting together. It's not because I'm feeling miserable or teary or running out of time in life or any of that sort of stuff. It's just, hey, I'm enjoying some of the rain we're getting. We need it. My water tanks are getting fuller as we speak, which is really good. Okay, so one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today was some of the changes that are occurring in our Lemon Laws department. Now, there's been a whole lot of stuff done by a particular magazine that starts with the name C, and they compare a whole lots of things, and they've been working with the ACCC and other bodies to try and work out these laws for when you've got caravans, cars, even electrical products and things like that. You can have multiple problems and they're all classed as one little issue, not one major problem, and then, you know, ultimately what warranty is around, you have to be very clear, especially with caravans and cars, but you have to be clear what is fit for purpose. And I know we've sort of talked about this, you know, you don't buy an on-road van and then go and take it up to Cape York or across the Simpson Desert or, you know, on the Gum Barrel or something like that, or even the Gibb River Road. So one of the things that understanding your warranty is really important. Because if you buy something and it fails because you've done the wrong thing, then you quite often don't have a leg to stand on. But if you buy something and it has a whole series of problems that just causes you a lot of strife and a lot of grief and a lot of other problems, well, then you can come back to this, what's covered under what under warranty. And caravans are really interesting, and camper trailers and other things, because a lot of the products are supplied by a second party. So you have a caravan manufacturer and they bring in the products. And so generally, for example, the chassis is made by one person. The caravan manufacturer makes the rest of the caravan and they use products that are supplied to them from the industry. So your fridges, stoves, electrical gears, solar panels, batteries, all that comes in secondary. Now, you quite often get a warranty that just covers the basic product for 12 months. And it's got nothing to do with the manufacturer, but you can be fighting with the manufacturer and with the repair centres to get things fixed sometimes because they keep dodging one to the other. So really, when you're buying something, check out the warranty, understand what's covered. So, you know, your chassis might be covered for 5 years, your body might be covered for 10 years, your electrical products in the van might only be covered for 12 months. So you need to understand all that. But with these new laws, you know, there's been a lot of problems in the caravan industry over a lot of years now where fit for purpose is thrown around where caravans fail when they should have been able to go where they're going, and, you know, all sorts of other dramas. And there's been lots of issues. You know, I've heard of vans that have had roofs fall in, and because they haven't, you know, they've been taken on a dirt road, the manufacturer says, well, there's no warranty, blah, blah, blah. So really, you know, then there's a lot of fighting going on, and it costs a lot of money. It's very, very stressful on the people that are having to prove that the product wasn't right in the first place. And, you know, I wonder how many manufacturers actually go home and sleep at night, you know, if they're knowing that they're doing this to their customers. Unfortunately, it's across the board. It's not just caravans, it's cars as well. And, you know, I won't mention any brands because I'm avoiding all of that altogether, because I don't particularly want to get a letter from a solicitor. But the thing is, it's up to you as the person buying the product to do the best work you can. But if something fails, something fails, and you need to be able to take it back. And, you know, there is a thing called a statutory warranty here in Australia where it's fit for purpose. Now, one example of amazing sort of service was I'd bought a TV and a CD unit thing, DVD player, and had it for about 3 years. And the DVD player decided to pack up, and so I rang the company not to complain or anything else. It was 3 years. It's 2 years out of warranty. I rang them up and said, I've got this TV. I've got this unit. This unit started smoking. I've switched it off. It's obviously failed. And they came to the party and said, well, we'll look at that for you. If you can get it to a certain place, they'll have a look at it. There'll be no charge to you. If it's repairable, we'll repair it. If it's not, we will give you some money for it. And they actually did. They gave me some money for a new unit without me yelling and screaming and carrying on or putting a letter together or anything else. So there are companies out there that do amazingly good job with their warranty, and their name means everything. And then there are companies out there that don't. And I'm sure we've all had encounters with them like that. But statutory warranty is something that deals with fit for purpose. Now, I'm not going to be a professor here or say that I know everything about everything, because I don't. What I am suggesting to people is, if you've got a product and it doesn't work, maybe the statutory law will apply to help you with that. And I think it's a good thing. And like I said, I've experienced it in such a positive way. It was amazing. But with bigger products like vehicles and caravans and stuff like that, you're really reliant on second and third parties to fix it. So if you've got a fridge problem, well, the manufacturer will say you've got to take it to the fridge person. If you've got a chassis problem, they might say, well, you've got to bring it to here and we've got to take it to the chassis person. You might have something that's fallen out, like a wardrobe door's fallen off. Well, then they'll say, look, bring that here, we'll fix that. But ultimately, if you go on a trip and you have lots of problems with your caravans, not only does it wreck everything, it wrecks your dream, it wrecks the whole lot. I'm sure half of these people don't realise how much time and money and love and is being invested in that product. And if you buy yourself an $80,000 caravan and a $60,000 tow vehicle and you're planning your big lap, the last thing you want to do is get 4 days into the trip, something breaks on the van or the vehicle, and you can't get it fixed properly, and so your whole trip is then totaled, all that emotional investment's gone. And I guess at that point, you know, you're in the crying stage. So again, that's, again, it's not why I chose rain for today, but we're sort of getting into that sort of teary stage where emotionally we invest so much time and love into our products and into what we're doing, into our trips and our planning and all the rest of it, that I think some people just don't absolutely give a toss. And therefore, all they're thinking about is dollars and cents and not necessarily the emotional investment. So it would be interesting to hear from people out there if they've had any similar experiences. And just on that note, you can contact me at my Facebook page, Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 page on Facebook. Or you can always send an email into info@yarravalleyfm.com. And or even, you know, drop in a letter or something and with a phone number, and I'll get back to you outside show hours. But yeah, look, it's interesting. There's these laws are changing to combine all the little problems into one big problem, which means it then becomes not fit for purpose, and then the laws and the rules and what have you mean that they will have to fix it or replace it. And they're actually talking about the understanding that before you know, if it, the, under the legislation, you know, one offence could be just 1.1 mil, that's, you know, for one thing. It's now jumped up to 10 million liability against that sort of stuff. So the fines for companies not doing the right thing are basically gone up nine times, so from 1.1 to 10 mil. So that sort of says that, hey, the people behind this are actually really, really serious about enforcing the rules that look after consumers and consumer law in regard to defects and not fit for purpose. So hopefully that little bit of information helps you in case you're in that situation, but also gives you some arming for the future as to look at your warranties on any product you get and follow it through. And if you've bought something that is supposed to do a job and it doesn't do that job, then it's not fit for purpose and you have a right to go back and maybe get a money back on that, maybe not. But again, it's up to, you know, you doing the right thing and the company doing the right thing. And obviously, with a bit of forethought, it might save a lot of dollars down the track and a lot of emotional turmoil. All right, so on that cheery note, Anthony Kalia is Rain, and we've got Belinda Carlisle with Summer Rain, and that's what we're getting a bit of at the moment, even though it's not technically summer for another week or so. But let's get into it. And this is Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Have you had your weekly dose of hardcore music? Well, tune in to Wicked Radio on Saturday nights, 8 till late, playing the best in alternative, rock, metal, goth and punk. Plenty of interesting information on bands new and old, with music spanning over six decades. Wicked Radio, Saturday nights, 8 till late. Wicked!
I remember when we met, before I was invisible.
Oh, was waiting for a train. I was dancing with my baby in the summer rain. I can hear him saying, nothing will change. Go dance with me, baby, in the summer rain. I remember the rain on his skin and his kisses harder than the sand and the winds. Whispering our goodbyes, waiting for a train. I was dancing with my baby.
Summer Rain, Melinda Carlisle. And this is Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show. And I've got to say, I was out over the last sort of week. I've been very busy with touring and photographing for work and all that sort of stuff, things that, you know, pay my wages and living. And I've noticed a huge ramp up in the amount of rubbish on the ground. Just being thrown out of car windows and things like that. And I was actually sitting behind someone the other day as they threw a cigarette butt out the window, and I just thought, you know, I didn't think people would still do that, but they do. And it's really interesting. So I thought, apart from the fact that I couldn't catch them to get their details properly, and I'm not going to go and break the law to do it, there are a few things you've got to be really careful of when you want to report somebody doing something. Now, you might want to get your pens ready, But basically, there's a couple of things. If you've got a smartphone, the EPA have an app that you can put down on your smartphone, and that tells you how to report somebody that's doing it. And, you know, I'm a believer in sometimes something falls off the car or out of the car and you can't help it. You jump out of the car in a hurry and something comes out with you. That's fair enough. But when you're watching somebody with a cigarette in their hand and they're actually butting and throwing the cigarette out the window, that to me is just wrong on a whole lot of levels. So if you've got a smartphone, you can download that. You can put into your phone the EPA number, which is, and I'm going to do it anyway, 1-300-372-842. And you can also get on the website at epa.vic.gov.au/report-litter. Now, we've talked about this again quite a while ago now, but don't confront people unless you're very confident that you can handle yourself. Just get photos, get the time, get the date, get the information you need, registration number, car type, colour, more importantly, time of day and where, and get that information off to the authorities, because, you know, you could be travelling along a highway and watching somebody throw out their lunch wrappers and bits and pieces like that, and you might be four cars back, and there's nothing much you can do unless you can actually get a registration number and a time and a date. And if you're driving and you're by yourself, that's really hard. Or you might see somebody dumping litter on the side of the road. My advice is don't confront them. Get the details. Get as much detail as you can, and then move on and report it. Because seriously, I just can't get my head around why people can't go to a bin, why people can't put stuff in their own home bin. You know, maybe they're scared that they've gone off and had some junk food and they don't want their other half to find out that they've had it and say, oh, I'm just about home, so they throw it out the window. But, you know, I live on a dirt road. It's fairly quiet for the most of the time, and, of course, I'm constantly picking up rubbish from around the place, and it just drives me insane that people think it's okay to do it. So my ant rant is all about idiots. Idiots that have no consideration for our environment, no consideration for other people, no consideration for the cost of having people on the road picking up all this rubbish. We had a hard rubbish collection the other day, and I had a fridge and a freezer, and I put it out the way I was told to. I put my sticker on it to say that it had been booked. And some low-life person decided, well, there's a good excuse to get rid of a whole lot of paint cans sealed with stuff still in them, so I had no idea what was in there. And so that really upset me. I just thought, why not just book your own thing? It's because there's lids on them and because there's stuff in it, and they, you know, they don't want to pay to get rid of it, so let's just do the right thing and we'll dump it. And so I rang up my council and said, hey, I've had these paint cans dumped with my stuff and it's not my stuff and I don't know what to do. And they said, well, look, we'll put it over there and we'll send somebody around to pick it up for you. Thank you very much. But what gives people the right just to, oh, I don't want to pay for it, or I can't be bothered dealing with it. Oh, there's somebody there, got some rubbish, I'll just add mine to it. It just drives me insane. And then out in the bush, it's even worse. You know, where I was the other day, I was on this pristine bit of lake. I jump out of the car, and the first thing I'll jump out to is cigarette butts. And then I found lolly wrappers, and then there was cans. And you just think to yourself, you know, this is such a beautiful little lake that I've just pulled up next to. And when you jump out, there it is, just sitting there. I would love people to just carry out their rubbish, burn it if you have to, where it's safe to, all that sort of stuff. But carry it out. Don't chuck it out the damn window. I'm sure all of these people would get out of their car to go to the junk food shop or to go shopping or to go grab something from the newsagent or something like that. And just about everywhere you go, there's bins. Why not take it in there? Are they too embarrassed to carry their rubbish from their car to the bin? Nappies, same thing. You know how many times I've seen nappies on the road in the bush? Just drives me insane. If we do not look after this country, folks, it will just be a one big tip, and we will not have it for our grandkids and our great-grandkids, and I think that would be an absolute shame. So anyway, that's my rant over. I better put on some Billie Holiday and some Cheetah Come Rain or Come Shine from Billie Holiday and Cheetah, Walking in the Rain. This is Ant-Man with Ant-Man's Rant here at Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine, high as a mountain and deep as a river. Come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always.
Yeah. To Mashup Monday for a variety of great music, great banter on everyday topics, weekly famous birthdays, and mouldy oldies from the vaults.
Hold on, Jen, are you sure this is our show?
Well, that's how we roll, isn't it?
Mashup Monday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, every Monday with Michelle and Jen on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Local, live, and loving it.
Manic Mondays, but it's Thursday and it's all happening. All right, I'm just going to read out one community service announcement. Have you ever wondered what happens to all those loved library books? They go to good homes, of course, and yours can be one of them. If you get along to the Yarra Junction Library Giant Book Sale, Hoddle Street, Yarra Junction, on Monday, the November 26th during library hours, you might get some. Prices start at just $1. You wouldn't read about it. All proceeds will be donated to drought relief. Inquiries, call 9800 6462. All right, so as we are running up to the end of the first hour very quickly, I'm just going to play a little bit of Rain from Dragon. And how good was that Billie Holiday song, Rain or Shine? Beautiful. All right, this is Ant-Man. It's Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
ARB 4x4 Accessories is a proud sponsor of Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show and a station sponsor. Whether it be frontal protection, a drawer system to increase storage, or a recovery kit to ensure you don't get stuck in the bush without a way out, head to ARB today to ensure you're ready for whatever our harsh Aussie terrain will throw your way. Visit arb.com.au to explore the products that are right for you, or find your closest ARB store or stockist. We'll be right back.
is Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show. And I'm going to swap a few things around, and I'm going to put a bit of Eurythmics up there, and I'm going to put a bit of Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs Over the Rainbow into this lot as well. So we've got sort of a few different things happening with community service announcements, so we'll get through all of those as well. And here at Yarra Valley FM 99.1, it's 12 minutes past 3. This is Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show coming at you on a rainy day.
ARB 4x4 Accessories is a proud sponsor of Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show and a station sponsor. Whether it be frontal protection, a drawer system to increase storage, or a recovery kit to ensure you don't get stuck in the bush without a way out, head to ARB today to ensure you're ready for whatever our harsh Aussie terrain will throw your way. Visit arb.com.au to explore the products that are right for you, or find your closest ARB store or stockist. Yarra Valley FM 99.1 is conducting free radio presenter courses for anyone interested in becoming a radio presenter or panel operator. However, if presenting is not for you, we're also looking for volunteers to get involved behind the scenes in the areas of office assistance, recording of community service announcements, fundraising and sponsorship, as well as setup and attendance at our outside broadcasts. If you are interested in becoming a part of the Yarra Valley FM 99.1 team, please email info@yarravalleyfm.com for more information.
Troubles melt like lemon drops. Our way above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me.
Oz Indie Show, every Wednesday from 3 to 5pm here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, where we're local, live and loving it.
Alright, this is Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 show, and there's all sorts of stuff going on in this station. I'm not sure I'm enjoying after my 3 o'clock spot because with this new system. It seems to be giving me a bit of trouble. But anyway, what I said was going to play only half happened, and what I wanted to play about one-eighth happened. So anyway, we will come back to that fairly soon, and I'll see what I can put up and get things happening. It definitely seems to be all over the place. But anyway, that's what happens sometimes, and we shall just move on and keep on moving. All right, so what was it going to talk about? We were talking, about rubbish and all the rest of it, and I'm just reading some stuff about Cape York, and I'm going to follow up with a bit of Cape York stuff in the last hour. And one of the things they go on about is rubbish and toiletry stuff. And it is important that you bury your waste. And as they say, even for the ladies, you might not need to dig a hole, but you can still take your paper away with you. So just, you know, it goes back to that little bit of rant I had before about people throwing cigarette butts out the window. So up on the Cape and in many places across Australia, toilet stuff, we've talked about it before, is certainly important to have working and working properly. So we shall, I'll just keep talking about that because that's what I need to do, I think, just to make things happen. All right, so what we're going to do is I'm going to play a bit of music for you while I try and sort out this system and get it working, and we shall see what happens. It could be Jimmy Barnes, it could be Keith Urban, it could be a CSA, it could be a sponsor. I really have no idea. And when it comes to this sort of stuff, I've just got to work with what I can work with, and we'll just see what happens. All right, let's see what happens when I press the play button. This is Ant-Man, All Confused, here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, and I'm definitely live.
Away from me by all the
What an amazing song. Bit of Jimmy Barnes there. I haven't heard that one before, but I am a big Jimmy fan, so I thought I would pop that in for a bit of something different and sticking with, you know, it's Australian Music Month for some people out there, and got to love our Australian music talent. And yes, I think it's brilliant that we get to enjoy so much varied music on the show, and I hope people out there listening enjoy the amazing mix of stuff that I like to come up with, because music is my life, and that's what it's all about. And music when you're travelling on the road as well. You know, how many times, and I'm not sure if I've mentioned this before, but all the years I travel with my kids, Jane and I would go to a lot of lengths to find music for all the different country towns we were going to go through and all the different areas. And so I know on our trip up to Cairns or Cape York with the kids, Bob the Builder was a special for them. And so, you know, we got a bit sick of that. But on the way up to Cairns and then on the way up to the Cape and, you know, around different places that we've travelled, we'd try and find music that was available to us from that area. And it was just so much more fun for their learning and for what we were doing and all the rest of it. It was a lot of it. So I've got a bit of Keith Urban coming on, raining on a Sunday, because we're coming up to the 3:30 local news. And I just thought that would be a bit of a different song as well. Keith Urban out for APRA Awards next week. Gotta love the guy, he's pretty amazing and a musician to boot. So let's do it. This is Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM.
Never lets up on you. Who said life was easy? The job is never through. It'll run us till we're ragged. It'll harden our hearts. And love could use a day of rest before we both start falling apart. And your kiss is like the innocence of a prayer nailed to a door. Oh, surrender is much sweeter when we both let it go. Let the water wash out bodies clean. Yeah.
Batman's RV and 4x4 show. And we've been, well, I've been having fun in here with the music choices and waffling on about different bits and pieces. So we were talking about Cape York last week, and we sort of didn't really cover some of the things like food and all that sort of stuff. I mean, it's still pretty remote country up there, and just sort of depending on how long you want to stay and where you want to go, you got to make sure you got plenty of fuel available or know where to get it. So in the planning stages, it's really important to get that right, especially if you sort of head to the more remote sort of beaches that you can get to, which I think there's plenty of them. I mean, obviously, you know, you've got major centres like Cooktown and Port Douglas and Weipa that you can get plenty of fuel and supplies at. But when you start getting up to the tip, it gets a bit harder. You've got a few places that, as I make a little bit of a squawking noise here, there are a few places up on the tip where you can get supplies and fuel and all the rest of it. You still have to be quite careful about, you know, what's up there, because you've got Bamiga, which is a good supply place. But, you know, there are areas where you can drive out to, like Captain Billy Landing and places like that, where they're quite remote, quite rough, towards Cullen Point on the other side, on the western side of the Cape. And then, you know, you've got to go up to the tip itself and the tip, get your photo, walk out there, look at what's left of what was an amazing resort up there right on the tip, which is no longer there. But I remember having a cold beer the first time we went up there and sitting down. It was just gorgeous after our walk to the rocks, to the top of Australia. And so that's sort of not there anymore. But, you know, there's still lots of places that are quite remote. So you can have a really, really amazing adventure up at the Cape. And so just planning your supplies and bits and pieces is what is important, where you're going to get where from, and then which direction you're going to go, and, of course, where you want to stay, what sort of fishing you're going to do. I mean, imagine how hard some of those choices are. You've got to work out, oh, I might just go over here and fish for a few days, or I might just go over there. I mean, you know, yeah, right, you've got to watch out for crocs and other bits and pieces, but the Cape still offers some of the best four-wheel driving adventuring Australia has to offer, although I was reading about a new track that's opening up in WA, so I'm going to do some investigation about that, and I'll talk to you about that maybe next week, which sounds absolutely amazing, nearly 1,000 Ks through the wilderness in the centre of WA, not quite on the Canning Stock route, which is another thing we could talk about for hours and hours. But anyway, we're in that space, so I got a bit more music for you. Guns N' Roses, November Rain, and Hunters and Collectors, January Rain. And so, again, it's amazing how many raining songs there are, and I've got to find Purple Rain in our grid somewhere. It's got to be there. So to finish out the show with Prince and one of my all-time favourites. But anyway, this is Ant-Man. It's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Attention blues fans, come on, catch the best blues in the Yarra Valley now and every Monday evening from 7 till 9 p.m. Yarra Valley FM 99.1, keeping the blues alive.
everything that rises will be brought down. And anyone who's anybody is getting out of town. The high heels of the long weekend clatter in the street below. Somebody got pinned again underneath my window. The crowd rides on the wind, and I call out your name. They're keeping score on the radio, but it all sounds the same. You never built so high in January rain. You never built so high in January rain. The putters on the platform, they stagger through the yellow line. We're all going home tonight. And up and down the nature strip, the Sunday drinkers ride, while faith is flowing down the esplanade, drip tray and lemon tide. They say it's both.
Hunters and Collectors, bit of January rain after a bit of November rain, and I've got Graham, long-time station person here, listening to the show on the way back from Lilydale about people that litter, and you've got your own...
Yes, my little gripe.
Gripe, yes. Yep.
I agree with you 100% on everything you were saying about rubbish on the side of the road and people that go hiking, they just don't care anymore, so it's a bit of a worry ruining our planet.
Yep.
But my gripe is where people have a garage sale, or they've lost a pet or something like that, and they stick all these signs onto lampposts or the posts at the, you know, the
shop walls and intersections. And
but yep. That's fine. All right. I understand that, but they don't come back and get them.
Yes.
Then after weeks, the sticky tape gets a bit old and it falls off, and it ends up on the road, then into the footpath and whatever. And
down the drains.
Yeah, down the drain. Yep. Or even out in the bush on the side of the road, you know. Our beautiful valley up here, you always see stuff on the side of the road, and it is a bit sad.
And it is. It's very sad. And you made a really good point before, too, that it's you know, the council and the rangers that are responsible for it. So I think that last time I checked, which was a while ago, the rules for advertising garage sales, for example, were you had to pull your signs back in within 2 days or you get fined. Well, I'm not sure, but maybe we need to be talking to council about that one. But yeah,
yes,
it's just not good, you know.
No, it's not good. It's, you know, if we don't look after the place that we live, no one else will.
No, exactly. And you know, it's sort of one of those things, you know. And you can't just go up to people and grab them and say, "You just drop rubbish." You know, I'd love to walk up to someone after they've got a cigarette butt and flicked it out the window and handed it back and said, "Hey, you dropped this." But, you know, it's likely to get me beat up.
Yeah, make sure you don't pick on someone bigger than you.
Well, even smaller, you know,
yes,
you just don't know.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, cigarette butts, they're terrible because they don't fall apart or go into the ground.
No, that's it. The actual processed ones don't, no.
No.
And, you know, I'm about to have a word with the builder at our place because, not the main builder, but the guy that's doing the steelwork, because I found 3 cigarette butts the other day and I know he smokes, and I'm just going to casually walk around and say, "There's your ashtray. Don't put them on the ground because I don't want them on my place."
My granddaughter staying in my place and I'm thinking, where are all the butts? She was pushing them through the holes in the deck.
Oh, no.
That soon stopped, I'm telling you.
Well, look, this, and by the way, this is not picking on smokers, because if people want to smoke, that's totally fine by me. But, yeah, it's what you do with your body is what you do with your body. But, you know, yes. Don't leave your stuff all over the place. Wow, what's going on? Our screen's going all nuts.
Yes.
Well, now, you saw that.
I did see that. I suppose it's better the screen goes nuts than us.
Well, that's true. That's true. So, anyway.
Oh, thank you for that. I just wanted a little bit my little gripe.
Not a problem at all, Graham. It's good to that people are listening to, one, to the show, two, to the station, and three, that you've got an opinion.
Well, you know, one person's listening.
That's true. Well, I'm listening. I'm two.
And your mum.
So, yeah, no, it's all good. It's all good. All right, well, this is Ant-Man saying goodbye to Graham, and thank you. And we're going to finish off the show with a bit of "I Love a Rainy Night." I couldn't find Prince on the grid, so I have no idea what's happening there. But anyway, we're going to do that, and it's going to take us right into 4 o'clock and the news. Thanks for listening. We'll be in next week. Same Ant station, same Ant time. And until then, drive safe, stay safe. Bye.
ARB 4x4 Accessories is a proud sponsor of Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show and a station sponsor. Whether it be frontal protection, a draw system to increase storage, or a recovery kit to ensure you don't get stuck in the bush without a way out, head to ARB today to ensure you're ready for whatever our harsh Aussie terrain will throw your way. Visit arb.com.au to explore the products that are right for you, or find your closest ARB store or stockist.